AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former federal judge Raymond Deary has been appointed as special master to serve as an independent arbiter and review records found during an FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida resort last month. Deary, who is also a former federal prosecutor, served for years as the chief judge of the federal court based in Brooklyn. The Justice Department is investigating the hoarding of top-secret materials and other classified documents found in some 11,000 government documents at the Florida property after Trump left office. Law enforcement officials across the country warn and are being warned about an increase in threats and the potential for violent attacks on federal agents or buildings following the FBI search. President Biden holds a White House gathering on ending hate-fueled violence.
The violence and the haters are in a minority.
The meeting included educators, faith leaders, and others who have experienced violence firsthand.
Our differences certainly don't turn a fellow American into a sworn enemy. Building bridges across divides doesn't mean we're sacrificing our own beliefs and our core values.
Biden meets tomorrow with the families of WNBA star Brittany Griner and executive Paul Whelan, both being held by the Russian government. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
One of the reasons he is meeting with the families is that he wanted to let them know that they remain front of mind and that his team is working on this every day.
Talks have been going on with Russia on a possible swap. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the tentative contract between the freight rail union and the companies is good for everyone.
This is how collective bargaining works. Yes, it's about dollars and cents, but it's about more than that. It's about the relationship between employees and employers. It's about what it's like to be a worker.
This is AP News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a mass burial site has been found near a recently recaptured city. Here's Ben Thomas.
In a dark forest outside Izium in northeastern Ukraine, wooden crosses mark hundreds of graves. Some have numbers on them, otherwise unmarked. One bears a sign indicating 17 Ukrainian soldiers were buried there. Though Oleg Katenko, Ukraine's commissioner of missing persons, says the number may be more like two dozen in that site alone. Ukrainian forces have started excavating the sites using metal detectors in case of any explosives. A Ukrainian police investigator tells Sky News a pit containing more than 440 bodies was uncovered, while the deputy interior minister says evidence of torture chambers have also been found in the recaptured territory. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky says, as in other occupied towns like Bucha and Mariupol, Russia leaves death everywhere, and the world must hold it responsible.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.